Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go.
Oh, yeah. It's been one long, cold a week. Come on.
Secretly hiding out in the ATL. Yeah.
You know, player, before we get started, I have to duly note that lately you've been spending your man dance Fridays in the ATL where you are now.
I've got business.
Now, you know I'm Christian and I don't judge.
All right.
But I'm looking at you sideways.
I'm in a room by myself doing the man dance in the ATL. Hey.
You are in a room by yourself. Okay, I'll give you that. But the ATL, I mean, consistently, you've been in the ATL Friday after Friday after Friday.
What is up with that?
Okay,
what
I just wanted to make that note duly. And
duly
now,
noted.
It is
time.
The day.
I'm on time.
It is the day that was
the
given
day.
For men to dance with men.
Uh-huh.
Woo! Uh-huh.
Dance with men.
You mean to tell me you have to put your hands there in order to keep them warm?
That's the warmest place.
That's the warmest spot.
That's the warmest spot, Sip. That's the warmest spot. That's where you put.
That's where the heat is.
Yes, Sip.
Like
that's where we have to put our hands.
Wow.
Right there.
You got a better place?
Yeah. All right, you take them and put them somewhere. There you go.
There you go. There you go.
Now I'm going to need you to wrench those off first.
Wrench them off first. All right.
All right, cut it right there, Sude. Yeah. All right, I'm so glad it's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be so cold in New York. It's never been this cold in New York.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
Coldest ever, huh?
And it's supposed to be the coldest ever here in Miami. I'm in Miami. And you ought to see these people in Miami. They are losing their mind. It's like 40-ish, but the wind chill is very windy. And the wind chill has, you know, down around the 30-somethings.
So for them, it's kind of cold.
Kind of. You know my man Phil.
No, Phil, yes.
You should have seen him yesterday.
Like
player, classic, like a third grader, with mittens. Mittens.
You can't rock mittens and be cool.
No, you cannot.
He
care.
Wasn't trying to be
you
cool.
You can't be cool with mittens, man.
Cool went out the window, huh?
I mean,
and all those fine women in Miami, and he's got on mittens?
I know.
Wow.
See, he is from Miami, born, raised, never left. And he is losing his mind. My partner, Javier, same thing.
Same thing.
They're dressing in layers. In layers. I'm talking mittens, Miami.
Are his mittens attached together? That's even.
Yeah, do they have the string?
They have the string.
Or no,
the
they got clips. The little clamp.
The little clamp
on the clamp.
Oh,
that
is not cool.
They're clipped onto the sleeve.
Clipped onto the sleeve.
Yeah.
Miami. They've never seen it this cold.
Now, what about at the clubs when you're going out and socializing on a like Thursday night? How are people dressed?
Furs. I went to see Diana Ross last night.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, nice.
And everybody, the furs. Because see, most of the people that are here now, this is the high season.
They're snowbirds.
The snowbirds. You know, they got furs. And they bring them. And, and this was their chance to wear them. And they did. And it wasn't really that cold.
Yeah.
But, you know, you rock a fur and you have sweat balls on your nose. And
well, what about the strippers? What are they wearing?
Now, this is interesting.
Okay.
Evidently, it must be coat week at the clubs.
That's how they're working?
Some do have on a top. But But the strippers are complaining because the poles aren't heated.
Wow.
They want a heated pole.
And the crowd yelling, zip it down, zip it down.
Right. It is unbelievable. Unbelievable.
That sounds like a good invention, though.
Yeah.
A heated pole. Mm-hmm.
Someone, you might have something there. Let's work on this. Invention game. I see you. Some mind working. Heated pole.
Yeah. Okay. Vanilla Ice said he thought that was trash he was picking up. He's been accused of stealing.
What did he take, Sybil?
He took an iron table with a glass top valued at $450.
Mm-hmm.
Patio chairs valued at $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
He took a sofa valued at $1,000. Two bicycles valued at $400. A large mirror valued at $500. And, of course, a pool heater.
And a pool
heater valued at $3,000.
Okay, now how does he say this is trash?
He claims that he thought some of that stuff was fair game because it was on the curb. However, the foreman of his TV show says that Ice also instructed the production crew to go inside the house and target specific items like the pool heater.
Yeah.
All a big misunderstanding, according to Ice, Ice Baby. Now, he's been known to lie.
Yeah.
His career started as a lie.
Because the way he represented himself is who he was and where he was from.
Yeah, claimed he was shot, said he used to run with NWA, said he was a gang member. And all the time, he was in a suburb of Dallas, Texas called Carrollton.
Well, that just helps our show that we have. Treated like an N-word.
Treated like an N-word.
Yeah. We got two episodes right there. Two strong episodes.
When they do the biopic for Vanilla Ice, Brian Williams will play the part of Vanilla Ice.
Because he gave him that name, I bet.
Yeah. we got Brian Williams, we got Vanilla Ice, and Gary Owens. That's three episodes we got. Right there.
Wait a minute. Bill O'Reilly now has been accused of lying.
Yeah, he's about to be treated
like an
N-word.
Wow.
And, like Brian
and nobody
Williams.
Knows how to treat you like an N-word than Fox, man. Fox News.
Well, apparently Fox isn't going to do anything about it, Sib.
No, they're not. Fox News and Bill O'Reilly are being questioned about the accuracy of O'Reilly's past claims that he reported on the ground in active war zones from El Salvador to the Falklands and survived a combat situation in Argentina during the Falklands War.
And the CBS News chief said, that never happened. We never had anybody on the ground.
They said, American reporters were not on the ground in this distant war zone. Nobody got to the war zone during the Falklands War. That was the big joke about getting to the Falklands.
Is that what you're saying, Simone?
He's a fucking liar.
All right, we're going to do that once. We're not doing
it. No, we won't, revisit that.
That joke will not be done again.
No.
He's a fucking liar.
The Falklands. And nothing's going to happen.
No.
Well, he's responded to the accusation and says they did a hit piece, and it was a piece of garbage. He never claimed to be on the Falkland Islands during the war. He says, I was not on the Falklands Island, and I never said I was.
Well, who said he did?
He did. In the book. He makes no mention of reporting on of witnessing the combat, but he does say that he was a part of that in the active war zone.
The spin, what's it called? The spin.
No spin zone.
And what's their slogan now? Fair and lying?
Well, that's been the case since the beginning.
Wow.
There's nothing biased about them or unbiased about them, and there's certainly nothing true about a lot of their stories.
Well, maybe Fox. Brian Williams can go over to Fox and get a job, huh?
It's weird because Fox gives you a Bill O'Reilly, and then they give you Empire. So it's very confusing. It's very confusing.
They give and they take away.
They give and they take away.
Who else is going to be caught lying doing the news?
I know all the weathermen got to be nervous.